You probably won't be surprised by this, but there are lots of great NPR stories out there. There are so many in fact, that our Driveway Moments library is now filled with rows and rows of unforgettable stories. Some we call our funniest, some we dedicate to mom, some to dads. There's even a collection about animals. Well, with that in mind, we present you classic Driveway Moments. These are stories that are here for the duration. They're the kind we remember, the kind people talk about years after they've aired. There's Charlie Barnett hitchhiking across the United States. There's Laura Rothenberg bravely facing the end of her short life. There's Hidden Kitchens and A Sweet Potato Queen, and Robert Quaritch singing about interest rates. These are the kind of Driveway Moments that make you wish for longer driveways. We had to dig deep in the NPR archives for our first story. Back in 1987, NPR's Noah Adams and producer Ira Glass did a story on song lyrics that beg to be misunderstood. Here's Noah.
When I was a boy, listening to the radio, I couldn't figure out the words to the song Mares-y-dotes. You know, Mares-y-dotes and does-y-dotes and little lambs eat ivy. A kid will eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
Mares-y-dotes and does-y-dotes and little lambs eat ivy. A kid will eat ivy too, wouldn't you? Mares-y-dotes and does-y-dotes and little lambs eat ivy. A kid will eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
That song Mares-y-dotes was a novelty tune, but then once rock and roll took over, indecipherable lyrics became quite commonplace. In fact, most people who listen to the radio have at one time in their lives misinterpreted the words to a song.
The song, all we are saying is give peace a chance. Okay, a friend thought it was, all we are saying is give me some cash.
My friend Susan was convinced for the longest time that Mick Jagger did a song. She was thinking of the song Beast of Burden. She thought the lyrics were, never leave your pizza burning.
Well, it's I'm so hot for you, but Dad always thought it was I'm so affable, because it makes sense. I'm so affable, but you're so cold.
I'm so affable, I'm so affable, I'm so affable, she's so cold.
My family used to Christmas carol every year, and so we'd go through our list of standard carols. And one year, this tiny cousin of mine said, okay, let's do the one about Park Down Here. And everyone said, park down here? What are you talking about? And she started to sing, and it turned out it was the carol that starts out, hearken all, hear the angels sing. And she thought they were singing, park down here, the angels sing.
The Star Spangled Banner, whenever they said through the perilous night, I always thought they were saying through the parallel bars, until once I was at a baseball game and they had the words flashing on the screen, and then I saw through the perilous night and thought that they had made a mistake, until everybody around me told me that I was wrong.
Well, I had a friend who was an actual bebop arranger and knew a million songs, and he thought that the great Johnny Mercer song, Fools Rush In, you know, Fools Rush In, where wise men never go. He thought it was Fools Rush In, where white men never go, for white men never fall in love.
I grew up in the south of England, and the Beatles song, She's Got a Ticket to Ride, I always used to think it's She's Got a Ticket to Rye, R-Y-E, which was this town on the Isle of Wight.
She's got a ticket to Rye. She's got a ticket to Rye. She's got a ticket to Rye.
This next story is about courage in the face of adversity. Laura Rothenberg was only 3 days old when she was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, a genetic disorder that affects the lungs and other organs. When Laura was 18, she worked with producer Joe Richman to chronicle her struggle with the disease. Richman gave her a microphone and a tape recorder, and over a period of 2 years, Laura recorded more than 40 hours of tape. The resulting diary tells the story of Laura's attempt to lead a normal life with lungs that often betrayed her. My so-called lungs is Laura's story.
Hi, this is Laura. It's about 11:02 p.m. I'm here in the hospital. I've been here for 5 days now. I'm in room 1004 this time. That's me coughing. Hello.
Hi.
This is Karina. She's one of my favorite nurses. Yeah, we can put that. I have a sort of status in the hospital. They don't even say my last name. It's like, oh, Laura's coming in. You know, I've seen patients come and go, and I've seen nurses come and go. I've seen medical students become interns, become attendings. It's like my hotel.
Comedian Amy Burkowski is a stand-up comic who lives in New York City. For more than 10 years, she collected phone messages from her mother, who she identifies here only as Mom.
Hi, Amela. It's me, honey. Maybe I could come up for a little while, like for a few months, maybe.
Burkowski collected the funniest and the warmest of her mother's answering machine messages, and she turned them into a book and a CD titled Amy's Answering Machine. She talked to Bob Edwards.
The mothers, like her peers, love it because they get to use the CD in the book as evidence. Like, you see, compared to Amy's mom, I'm really not that bad.
Amela, I hope you're on your way home. I just heard on the weather there's a big storm headed for New York. On the weather maps, they had snowflakes the size of bagels. So if you have to go out, wrap a scarf around your face to protect it. Because, you know, there was that man who climbed Mount Everest and lost his entire nose. Okay, honey.